We're doing Ta'anit. We're up to the second chapter. And our chapter begins with Seder Ta'aniot Ketzad, the order of the Ta'aniot. How is it? How do we work the last seven Ta'aniot? So let's remind ourselves what we saw in the first chapter. We had seen that you begin mentioning the rains from approximately Sukkot time, and then you conclude on Pesach time. And we discussed mentioning the rain and asking for the rain and the different shitot. And then the Gemara told us, the Mishnah told us, that if we hit the 17th of Mar Cheshvan and it hasn't rained, so the Talmidei Chacham, the singular ones, they fast three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday. If that didn't alleviate the drought, so then by the time Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, if it hasn't rained, so then the Beis Din declares three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, that the whole congregation fasts, but it's only a 12-hour fast from the morning sunrise to sunset, not even 12 hours. And we're lenient in this fast that we're allowed to do work and to wash and anoint, etc. If that doesn't work, then they declare another three, and these three are more stringent. They're 24-hour fasts, and we're prohibited in all those things like Yom Kippur. And they lock the wash houses, they lock the bath houses. If that hasn't worked, then Beis Din declares the concluding seven fasts, which will amount to a total of 13, 3, 3, 7, a total of 13 fasts on the Tzibur. And these last seven have all the stringencies, we lock the stores, and now our chapter is going to focus on what do we do during those seven fasts, the last seven fasts. Yes, sir.
When it says we lock the bathhouses, does that literally mean lock the bathhouses, or is that implying something else?
No, I think it's... I understood it literally. If I'm not mistaken, it means literally.
What do you mean?
Like, just no functioning. It's just like a weird thing to say.
I think it's that it's not only a decree that we're shutting it down. It's a way of ensuring it. That's the way I understood it, but I don't see anyone that says it explicitly. That's the way I understood it. Yeah. I don't remember. Sorry. Could be. I don't remember. It's a pasuk. We just got to open it up. Sounds right. Okay. Perek Beis. We discussed that last time, the importance of that day. Sorry. Perek Beis. So we're up to the second chapter, Masech Ta'anit Perek Beis. Seder Ta'aniot. Now these last seven fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, these last seven fasts, Ketzad, and whenever we have Ketzad in the Mishnah, it means Ke'ezet Tzad. How are these last seven fasts done? Motzi'in et ha-teva. We take out the ark where the Torah scroll is laying. L'chova shelir. To the main street, to the public marketplace, you take it out to the Shuk of Ben Yehuda. V'notnin efer makle, and we take literally ash that comes from something that was burnt. Al gabei teva, and we place it on firstly on top of the ark, and that's a sign that God is with us in our mourning, as God tells us numerous times in the prophets. Bechol tzarotam lo tzar. Whenever they are afflicted, God, so to speak, is afflicted. So first thing is we place ash on the ark. Uverosh ha-nasi, and in the head of the nasi, and we've learned in the past, the Rambam that explains that the nasi is our representative. He's the representation of Moshe Rabbeinu before us. The nasi is the leader. He's instead of the king, he's instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. Uverosh av betin, and they place ash on the head of the court, and because these people are so honorable, they are our leaders. So when someone else comes and places ash on their heads, it's even more shameful than if they themselves would place it on their heads. And as such, this is a greater sign of mourning. V'chol echad v'echad noten berosho, and each one places ash on their own head. Now it's interesting. Our custom is that on the day of a person's wedding, we place ash on the chassan's forehead. And it's interesting that, as far as I know, the custom is that the rabbi places the ash on his forehead. The chassan doesn't put it on his own forehead. And maybe, even though we say here in the fests, every individual would put the ash on their own forehead, because for the common folk, for the average person, if I put the ash on my head or someone else puts the ash on my head, it doesn't make such a big difference. But for the heads of the congregation, for them, if someone else is putting the ash on their forehead, that's a greater sign of shame and mourning. So it could be that in a chassan, the chassan, he's the man of the hour. He's our king right now, right? He's heading the wedding. So it could be that's why, to show a greater mourning for Jerusalem, in that instance as well, he doesn't place the ash on his own forehead, but we place the ash on his forehead for him. Hazakin Shebahin, the elder among them, if possible, an older person who is also a chacham. And if you can't find an old chacham, then you take a chacham, even though he isn't so old. Omer lifnehem divrei kvushim. So this elder says before them things of rebuke that will capture their hearts. He tells them, Achenu, our brethren, lo ne'emar b'anshei Ninveh, vayar Elokim et tzakam ve'etanitam. It doesn't say with regard to the people of Ninveh, this non-Jewish town, the Assyrian capital, that received prophecy that they would be overturned for their sins. It doesn't say that God took note of their sackcloth and their fasting. Ela vayar Elokim et ma'aseihem, but rather it says God took note of their actions. Kishavu midarkam ha'ra'ah, for they returned from their sinful, their bad ways. So we see that God looks to see our actions. It isn't enough that we're fasting. It isn't enough that we're wearing sackcloth. Those are externals. God wants to see what moves inside of us. And we see that even at a time where you think it's pretty obvious, that's what we're doing here, we're all doing tshuva, the elders have to remind the people, hey, the main point isn't the fast. Very often people come on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, and they're focused on, oh, it's so tough, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking. Yes, it's tough, but what is the main focus of that fast? I'm supposed to do tshuva. So the elders remind us that. Uva Kabbalah Umer, and in our tradition, in the Nevi'im, it says, the prophet Yoel tells the Jewish people, V'kir'u levavchem ve'al bigdechem. Tear your hearts, not your clothes. God says, I want to see you do tshuva, I want to see you repent. The externals that you tore your clothes, that's not what's going to impress me. Now it's interesting that the words of the prophets are called Divrei Kabbalah. And the question is, Yoel and Yonah are both books in Trei Asar. So why is it that the Tana only calls the words of Yoel Divrei Kabbalah? It's as though it's an addition. And in the words of Kabbalah, in the words that we have on tradition from the prophets, it says, V'kiru levavchem v'al bigdechem. The prophecy of Yoel and Yonah are two of the 12 small books that are put together really in their own book called Trei Asar. So, one answer that's offered is that when the prophet tells the Jewish people what to do, we call that Kabbalah. When the prophet just writes down a prophecy and from that we infer something, that's not called Kabbalah. So over here, the prophet is telling them, tear your hearts, not your clothes. So then he's telling them what to do. In the book of Yonah, he's just recounting a story. God took note of their tshuva, of their returning from their wrongful ways. We learn from that. But the prophet doesn't give us a direct directive. So that's why that's not called Kabbalah. And it's interesting that Rashi's disciple, the Machzor Vitri, from Simcha from Vitri, he writes that the words of the prophets are called Divrei Kabbalah because in essence, all the concepts that the prophets taught us after Moshe Rabbeinu, these were not new concepts, the things that the prophets taught us, but rather they were things that we had on tradition from Moshe. When the prophets wrote them down, the thing that they did was simply transcribe a concept which we had on tradition. They articulated it and wrote it down, but in essence they didn't invent it. And that's why we call their words the words of Kabbalah, the words of tradition, even though they are part of the written law, they're part of Torah Shebichtav, they're part of the Tanakh, nonetheless we call them Kabbalah to stress the fact that these prophets did not add one iota onto what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, but rather the concepts were on tradition from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till the time of these prophets, and these prophets simply articulated it, they spelled it out, they wrote it down. Mishnah Bet.
There was a possibility for a prophet for a short period of time to
see something
that was Horacha.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not what we're discussing here.
To bring something that is not, or
okay,
to bring a let's say halacha or something for a small period of time that's not found in Torah.
That's true. But he's talking about the things they taught us for generations. Even the Horacha, we see that there are inferences to at least some of them in the Torah. But, okay, Mishnah Beit. So we begin the procession on these 7 days of fast. We said no one goes to work. So what do? We take the ark into the public square. And we place ash on the ark and ash on all the heads of the leaders. And then an elder walks down. We appoint an elder to come and give rebuke to the people. Amdu b'tfilah. And then they stand in prayer. So they're going to pray Shacharit, and the format that the Mishnah teaches us is their format for Shacharit, is the same format for Mincha and Ne'ilah, and you should just know that people learn Masechet Ta'anit, and they think it's all theoretical. You open up the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, you see that it's very practical. These things are brought in Halacha. There are Halachot of fasts, And these halachot are in Shulchan Aruch. You just open up a Shulchan Aruch to the end of Aruch Haim and you'll see it. Amdu b'tfilah. So they stood in prayer. Moridin lifnei ateva. We bring down before the ark. The chazan is going to be specifically someone who is zaken, an elder who is also chacham, who is also learned in Torah. V'ragil, and one who frequently learns Tanakh so he can understand what he's reading. One who knows how to read the prayer, he won't stumble in his prayer. We know that our sages taught us that a prayer that goes smoothly, that is a sign that in heavens it went smoothly as well. So we want the one who's reading the prayers to be one who has frequented the verses of Tanakh and knows to pray without error. V'yesh lo banim, we insist that it be someone who has children so that he knows there are people who are relying on him, and then he's going to be better focused in his prayer. Uveito rikam, and his house is empty. He's got no food at home to give his kids. Another understanding is his house is empty of bad reputation. No one's ever said a bad word about him. Empty means empty of sin. There's never been anything bad said about this person. So this is the elder we seek to lead us in prayer on this day. Kedei sheyehei libo shalem batfilah, so that his heart be complete within his prayer. V'omer lifneihem, and this elder says before them, 24 blessings. The Shemona Esrei is going to be an unusually long Shemona Esrei. It will be composed of 24 blessings. We add an extra 6, and the next Mishnah will explain what are the 6 blessings that we add. It's very similar to the Rosh Hashanah. In some ways it's similar to the Rosh Hashanah prayer. We say the regular 18, and we add, we incorporate another 6 blessings in the Shmoneh Esrei in between the blessing of Goel before we begin the blessing of Refa'einu Hashem. Just before Refa'einu Hashem, we add another 6 blessings. So the second Mishnah told us that when they stood to pray outside in the public square, they'd send down before the ark an elder who was accustomed to reading Tanakh, he knew the prayer well, he has children, his house is empty, so that his heart will be whole in the prayer, and he leads them in the 24 blessings of Shemoneh Esrei that are unique for a day of Ta'anit.